All right, so we are about ready to get going here. You brought your water in, right? Good. I may need some of that before we get going too far here. Little horse, early in the season, basketball games, I tend to wear my voice out a little bit because we do the back-to-back games, and football doesn't require nearly as the same longevity that basketball does. So starting lineup, we've got Brooklyn Sear, 5'3 junior, wearing number 0. Number 10, Brooke McAfee, 5'10 senior. Number 4, number 11, and number 24. Get those numbers before I lose them there. Number 24 is Gracie Rogers, a 5'3 senior. Number 11, Paige Decker, a 5'6 junior. And number 4, Maddie Vaughn, a 5'4 senior. So seniors and juniors starting for the North Douglas Warriors. So we're just going to refer to everything as North Douglas and Amity, I guess, huh? So on the floor for the Warriors, we've got Alyssa McMullen, Aidy Nisley, Maya Harzma, Eliza Nisley, and Sarah Lynn Grove. I think barring injuries or sickness, that's probably the five that are going to start this year. Unless something comes up where Jed feels like he needs to bring somebody off the bench to get some kind of different scoring combinations. But this team is so well conditioned. You've got four soccer players out there that can run all day, and Sarah Lynn's a heck of an athlete. So Grove and McAfee jump in center. Maya gets it the tip to Alyssa. She sets it up to 80. 80 with the drive. Eliza with the drive down deep out to Maya. Maya penetrates all the way into the basket, lays it up, draws the foul. Oh, they're going to get her for a travel. Got that extra step in there. Thought there was some contact. But turnover for Amity. Sear gets it to half court. They trap her. She bounces it off of McMullen's leg and out of bounds. And immediately her father, the coach, there on her about taking that to the sideline against the trap. Vaughn gets it into Sear. Sear, they trap her right away in the backcourt. Tries to dribble out of that. Here comes the second trap with Eliza. She finally gets a bounce pass over to, Rogers. Rogers back to Sear on top. Sear works left. Throws down towards the baseline. Little scoop in from Rogers to McAfee. McAfee gets fouled going up. McAfee gives them some good length inside, 5'10". Not particularly thick or strong looking, but athletic on that move. Hits the first free throw. But you can see right away that the Warriors are, Amity is going to really try to pressure North Douglas, trap them in the backcourt. I'm thinking maybe their ball handling is a little suspect. McAfee hits both of the free throws. It's 2-0 North Douglas. A little bit of token man pressure there by North Douglas. In the corner, 80, down low to Eliza, finds Grove, cutting to the basket for the lay-in on the right side. Sarah Lynn Grove with her first basket and the assist by Eliza Nisley. There's a steal by Eliza, wraps it around. It's knocked away. Tried to get it to Alyssa. They knock it away again. 80 trying to get it. She is fouled by Sear. So Eliza, 80, and Alyssa making their presence felt right after the made basket. Trapping the inbound, knocking the ball away. And then after a steal back by North Douglas, knocking it loose again. Right corner three for 80, misses that one. Inside rebound by Vaughn. Vaughn gets it to Sear. Sear throws it out long to Rogers, breaks out. Might have got an extra step in there, gets the lay-in before Grove can get to her. Rogers with her first basket. And it's a 4-2 North Douglas lead. Down low, they try to go inside, force that pass. There's triple team there, but 80 gets the steal back. 80 drives down, flips it up, got bumped, no call. Decker bumped her, no call there. Maybe forced that shot a little bit. Sear up the side, throws down, stolen by Grove, throws out to 80. 80 all by herself, takes it in for the right-hand lay-in. 4-4 ball game here from Sutherland High School. 80 with her first basket. And we got a timeout by Coach Sear as his team having a hard time with turnovers early. There's two turnovers early on North Douglas, four on North Douglas already. All right, Ron's got the numbers back. I'm having a hard time keeping track. It's a lot. A lot of trapping going on, quick hands, and they only have really one ball handler. And when you know that about a team, you can really cause some problems for them. You get the ball into somebody else's hands. Tim out there working one of the officials already. Not sure what he's looking for. Getting some clarification on something. We like that. Light around the backboard when the buzzer went off. I like that. Really nice for the shot clock. I don't know if you can tie that in or not. All right. North Douglas ball. They inbound. Warriors in a 1-3-1. McMullen up on top of that. Rogers and Sear play catch way out of up high. Now they trap Sear. Sear wraps it around to Rogers by the center circle. McMullen cuts her off from the left side. They throw down right. Vaughn inside. There's the turnaround jump shot by McAfee. Drops in from the left side of the key. Good pass from Vaughn to McAfee. 6-4 in favor of North Douglas. McMullen spots a three from the right angle. Little short on that. Ball tipped inside. Rebound. Fouled. And the basket. Good by 80 Nisley. Eliza tipped it. 80 got the rebound. Laid it up. Drew contact. She's got four in the game. Ball game tied at 6. 5:36 left to go, first quarter. Warriors. Can you check the Podbean feed, make sure it's good there? Just want to make sure we've got good sound. I think we do. Want to make sure. Sear, the inbound. 80 made the free throw. She's got 5. Sear works up the left side, throws long and too far. Turnover number 5 for the North Douglas Warriors. Warriors get that ball in quickly. Amity does. Harzma works up the right side to McMullen, gets it back on top. Harzma works left to 80. 80, left corner. McMullen didn't want it. Now goes down on the baseline to Eliza, back to Alyssa for 3. Short. Sear with the rebound. She's out running. It's a 3-on-none. Takes it with the left hand and scores. She got out. Warriors were all down below the foul line there. And North Douglas beat them back on the long rebound. 8-7 North Douglas. 80. Holding the ball in the left angle. Now goes to Alyssa in the left corner. Warriors haven't made an outside shot yet. Everything's been at the basket for them. That'll change at some point here. 80 down low. Trying to feed Grove. Force that one. Grove battles. Tips it out to Eliza. Eliza drives right. Hooks a pass to McMullen on the left side. Out on top to Harzma to 80. Right corner three for Eliza. Short. And she's fouled. She's going to shoot 3 free throws. I think it was number 11, Decker, coming through Eliza after the shot. But before Eliza had a chance to come down and establish herself, so she's going to shoot 3 free throws. There we go. Get that out. First one perfect. Ties the game at 8. Warriors are the, or Amity is the home team designation here. Second one rattles around, misses. They're going to only give her 2 shots? Why isn't there 3 shots? Should be one more shot coming. That one was missed. Trying to get clarification there. The girls played it like it was live. Both teams did. Ball went out of bounds, but it doesn't matter. It's an 8-8 game. Eliza trying to make 2 out of 3 here. Third one. Perfect. So Warriors, Amity back on top of North Douglas. Both teams are the Warriors here, so I'll try not to use that term. North Douglas works the ball up. Seared, brings it across half court, goes high post. Swing it back over on the right side. Now down low. There's the turnaround. Little nice drop step post move there by McAfee, and she's got 6. They're back up 10-9. There's a drive and a kick out on top. Grove swings it to Harzma, left angle, over to McMullen, left corner 3. No good. Long rebound. Sear gets it. Loses it. Picked up by Rogers. Rogers back to Sear. Sear swings it right side. Vaughn for 3. No, deep 2. And Vaughn hits that. Maddie Vaughn for 2. It's a 12-9 North Douglas lead. Well, if Amity could make an outside shot, this would be a different game. That's the second run out they've had. That one didn't result in points immediately, but Warriors, Amity's got to do a better job on that. Warriors work the ball around, inside out, back out to 80 for 3. No good. Grove inside, fouled on the offensive rebound. Put back. Sarah Lynn will go to the line. That's the third, maybe fourth team foul now. fourth team foul. So the Warriors are in Amity in the bonus the rest of the way in this first quarter with 3:26 left to go. Down three. Grove at the line to shoot two. Hits the first one perfectly. She's got three in the game. Amity only one transition basket so far. Have forced some turnovers, but haven't been able to turn those into points going the other direction. Grove hits a pair. It's a one-point North Douglas lead. North Douglas, one of the top-ranked preseason teams. There's a knockaway by McMullen, but Sear ends up with it, throws it long ways ahead, and McAfee gets to the basket. She is a good finisher around the rim. She's got 8 points. That's a great pass by Sear. Very heads-up play. Warriors, Amity almost had the steal on that, but not quite. And Sear turned that into a quick pass ahead to McAfee for the basket. 14-11, North Douglas. High post, Grove. Back out to 80 with the drive kick. Try to go back to Grove. And Rogers has it on the floor. Grove knocks it away. Rogers gets it back. And we've got a timeout taken by Coach Sear. So 14-11 with 2:47 left to go in the first quarter. North Douglas giving Amity some problems. McAfee inside with 8 points of their 14 total. Warriors, Amity right now, led by 80 with six. Sarah Lynn has four and Eliza has one. 30-second timeout. We're going to stay right here. Nice gym here at Sutherland. It's got everybody associated with our project at Amity High School looking at design and the very clean lines on the floor. It's a long, pretty long floor, one of the bigger floors that we'll play on this year. Looks like it might be a 94-foot floor. You don't see a lot of those high school basketball. A lot of them are 86 to 88. And it's a pretty wide floor, a lot of room in the corners, kind of a two-tone look, just a slightly darker stain in the paint and outside the three-point line. Inside the three-point line before the paint is a lighter stain. Ball on the floor, knocked away. 80 with a steal. 80 took it away from Rogers. Little hippity hop across the midcourt line. Now picks up her dribble out to Harsma. Back to 80 on the right wing. 80 down low to Eliza. Back out. Swing it around to the top. Now to the left angle to 80. Down low, Eliza finds Grove. Little six-footer. No good. Rimmed it around and out. Vaughn with the rebound. Sear brings it up. No substitutions yet for either team. We are 6 minutes into the first quarter. 3-point North Douglas lead. Sear picked up her dribble. Harsma all over. Gets it to Vaughn, filing on top. Swings at right angle. Rogers takes the three. Way off. And 80 with Eliza with the rebound. Eliza throws way ahead, and it's picked off by Vaughn. Not a good pass there by Eliza. Sear throws ahead. McAfee pulls up from 10 and buries it. My goodness, she can shoot the ball inside the key. She's got 10 points in this first quarter. Have yourself a night, kid. McMullen down in the left corner to Eliza. Finds Grove in the mid post. They swing it around. McMullen on the right side. 2-3 zone by North Douglas. Eliza back out to McMullen. Struggling with this zone a lot here. Not finding the openings. There's a drive by Eliza. Reverse laying up. Missed that one. Ball loose. Picked up by number 5, Nash, into the game. Long throw ahead. Rogers chases it down to the right corner. Poked away and out of bounds by 80 Nisley. 57 seconds left to go. First quarter, 16-11. North Douglas up on the Amity Warriors by 5. Right corner inbound here at the end of the Warriors bench. Amity Warriors bench. North Douglas picked off by 80. 80 going hard the other way. Strong with the right hand. Draws the foul and scores. Basket good. Good job by 80. Taking that right into the chest of Rogers. That's Rogers' first foul, fifth team foul, 52.5 seconds. 80 with 8 points here, trying to match McAfee and keep the Amity Warriors in this with the North Douglas Warriors. One shot for 80. 16-13 game, and she makes the free throw. She's got 9 in the first quarter. It's a 2-point North Douglas lead with 50 seconds. Sear, middle of the floor. Harsma picking her up man-to-man. A little hesitation, dribble. Lost it, got it back. McAfee popping out. They give it to her. Works right to the elbow, knocked away by Nisley, picked up by Rogers. Rogers wants to drive, kicks it out. Vaughn for three, banks it in. She airballed one earlier. This one she banks in. 24 seconds left to go first quarter. 5-point North Douglas lead. McMullen for three, hits it. Alyssa, little hesitation, thought about passing the ball, then pulled it back and drilled it. 19-17, under 10 to go here in the first quarter. Down to 6 seconds. Sear picks up her dribble on top. Three-pointer, missed, rebound Eliza, and that'll do the end of the first quarter. That miss was by Nash. And so after one quarter, 19-17 in favor of the North Douglas Warriors. We'll be right back here on KLYC and on Podbean.
Appointment. The staff at
Welcome back, Amity Warrior fans. Jeff Clark here from Sutherland High School, where your Amity Warriors trailing the North Douglas Warriors, one of the better 1A programs. They're number three in the 1A preseason behind St. Paul and, I want to say, Country Christian. A couple of the powerhouses traditionally. I think that's right. North Douglas right there with them. Start of the second quarter, it's 19-17 in favor of North Douglas. Amity on defense to start this quarter. McAfee on top with it. Hands off to Sears. Sears, the point guard, a junior, coach's daughter. Swings it right, angle to Vaughn. Vaughn looking inside. There's nothing there. Goes to the right corner to Decker. Decker picks it up back to Vaughn. Puts up another three. Misses this one. Long rebound, McAfee. McAfee backs down, turns, banks, scores. My goodness, she might be the best looking fundamental shooter I've seen in the post in a long time. She just does everything well down there. She's got 12 points already in this game. Out in the left corner with it, 80. Back to Alyssa on the wing. 80 looks at the three. Now goes down low to Eliza. Finds Grove. Grove with the left hand up and in traffic. Great pass. The assist by Eliza. 6 for Grove. Rice and Wilson coming in next, dead ball. There's a steal by 80, and she is bumped by Rogers on the sideline, knocking her out of bounds. First team foul of the quarter. When you get to 5, you're shooting the double bonus in each quarter, so it resets. Subs are in for the Warriors. So on the floor for Amity, it's Grove, Rice, Wilson, Eliza, Nisley, and McMullen. Rice out top, short on that three. Saved by Eliza to McMullen. Back to Rice. Rice, a little cold on that first shot. Wilson, Nisley, baseline jumper, no good. Long rebound on the baseline, pulled down by Decker. Decker to Sear. I don't think Sear's coming out of this game unless she's in foul trouble or hurt, because she is the only real ball handler they have. McAfee playing out on the wing right now, looking to worker from outside in. Sear with the drive. Challenged. Missed it. Rebound inside. Up and in by McAfee. She's got 14. She hasn't missed a shot yet. She's 6 out of 6 from the field and 2 out of 2 from the line. McMullen for 3. Misses that one. Rebound. Wilson tips. Pulled down by Decker. Decker to Sear. 23-19. They get it ahead to Vaughn. Vaughn down low. Lays it up and in. Grove wasn't paying attention. Got it to the right of her, didn't see her. And that was Vaughn, I think. She's got 7 in the game. It's 25-19 North Douglas. And what Jed's going to talk about here, number one, is you got to get back. You got to rebound. And then you got to get back on defense. The transition defense of the Warriors has not been very good so far against North Douglas. And Brooke McAfee, 5'10 senior post, having her way with Amity so far. She is 6 out of 6 from the field, 2 out of 2 from the line. Just has a great touch around the basket. The one time that she had a little bit of an angle from about 8 feet, she banked it in. So she'll use the glass. She's got a great touch. Just very, very fundamentally sound as a post player. Not super physical, but she's long and great footwork and touch. Warriors with the ball. Amity with the ball. Both teams of the Warriors here. On top to Rice. Rice swings to Knisely, right wing, back to Rice, left angle, McMullen down in the corner to Grove, working around this zone. Grove thinks about a three, buries it. Sarah Lynn Grove. That'll change your defensive stance a little bit if you're North Douglas, but I think they have to play a zone. They're just not deep enough to play man-to-man. They can't afford to get in any foul trouble at all. There's a knockaway by Rice. Ball's loose. McAfee gets it. Almost tied up by Wilson. Now flips it back over to Sear. Sear on the right angle. Working against Knisely. Pokes it away. Sear out by half court with it. Working again. Gets a little screen. Offensive foul. That's going to be on Rogers. Trying to set a little slip screen, and she never came set on that screen. Never stopped moving. Going to come into the game is going to be Katie Miller replacing Rogers, who has three fouls. Second team foul on North Douglas here in the second quarter. None on the Warriors, Amity-type Warriors so far. 25-22 North Douglas. Just under 5 minutes to go in the first half. Rice out top for three. Banks this one. Making up for the first one being short. She makes this one long. Somewhere in between those two is a good shot. But it's good to see Emily being taking that good look. Underneath is Vaughn on the backdoor cut. Got the pass. Got the shot up and drew the foul. It's going to be on Emily Rice. That's her first team foul on the Warriors here in the second quarter. And to the line to shoot two is Maddie Vaughn, a 5'4 senior. Misses the first one. Adi in. And Maya back in. And Alyssa and Emily get a break. Coaches might not have been happy about two threes going up that quick early in the offense. Vaughn misses a pair, but the ball goes out of bounds off of Amity. So North Douglas will inbound. Good job by Kylie taking McAfee out of the play there, being physical with her. I like that. It's a drive by Sear, gets to the left elbow, picks up her dribble, gets it out to Vaughn. Vaughn starts to dribble, and she's going to be fouled by Eliza. Eliza almost had the steal, but then came she didn't get it clean. Vaughn almost retained control, and Eliza came through her left shoulder, the left shoulder of Vaughn, to try to get to that bobbling ball. 25-22, that was Eliza's first foul. Second team on Amity. They get it out to Sear for three. No good. Rebound. Eliza gets it to 80. 80 head up. Pushes it through the middle of the floor. Swings it to Harzma on the left angle. Down in the left corner to Wilson. Back to Harzma on top. 80 running the point here. 80 works to the left angle and gives it to Wilson in the corner. Cuts through. Now to Harzma on top. Eliza swing it over to the right side on the rotation. Down in the corner to Grove. On top. Harzma looks at that three. Doesn't take it. 80 inside Grove, little six-footer, buries it. Great ball movement, patience, and Grove now with 11 points in the game, trying to keep up with McAfee, who's got 14. Backdoor cut, and to the rim is Vaughn. Nice pass by Sears. She gets that left-handed lay-in to go. 27-24. Vaughn now with 9 in the game. Sear with an excellent pass there. 80 turned her head, and Vaughn cut to the basket. On top, 80 thinks about the three, swings it to Eliza on the left wing, back to 80, on top to Grove. Grove fakes the three, over to Harzma. Good patience by the Warriors. You can always get the three against the 2-3 zone. Finally, 80 will take this one, misses that. Great rebound by Kylie. Swing it out. Harzma will take a three right side. Buries it! Maya Harzma. There can't be a better sign for the Amity Warriors offense to see Maya drill a three. And there's a steal by Harzma at the other end. She's going to take this one uncontested for the right-hand lay-in. And she scores 5 quick points. And Amity now on top 29-27. Remember, they were down 25-19 earlier this quarter. So this is a 10-2 run for Amity. 5 of those points in a row. There's a bad pass, knocked away. They get it back. Vaughn over to Sear. Sear fouled and scores. Eliza, a little late on the rotation, picks up her second foul. So Sear gets the basket with the left-hand lay-in through contact, and she'll shoot one. coming out of the game was going to be McMullen's going to come in, and Eliza is going to go out with her two fouls with 2:28 left to go second quarter. 29-29 game. At the line, Sear, junior point guard. Misses the free throw, rebound by Grove. Nice job up high for that one. McMullen, center circle, swings to Harzma, down in the left corner, 80. Fakes the three, out on top to Grove. Grove swings right side, McMullen. Back to Grove. She'll take a three out on top. Buries it. Sarah Lynn with her second three. She had one from the left corner, now one from on top of the key. Warriors, Amity Warriors on top of the North Douglas Warriors, 32-29 with 2 minutes now to go in the first half. No team foul trouble here in this quarter. Three for the Amity Warriors and two for the North Douglas Warriors. They go high post. McAfee turns and hits another one. She is dead on money. 7 out of 7 from the field. McMullen at the other end for three. This one's wide right. Long rebound in the corner. Chased down by 80 Nisley. Tried to get it to Grove. Stolen by Sear. Sear pushes up that left side hard. 80 cuts her off. She's going to pick her up and man. Vaughn tries to drive, stolen by Harzma. Harzma going the other way, middle of the floor, pushing the tempo, going to go right into McAfee, lays it up, no good. Rebound Wilson, puts it up. She was fouled, no call. Going the other way is Sear. Sear puts the brakes on as McMullen cuts her off. Sear trying to get it inside. High post, McAfee works her way down. Wilson on her. McAfee shovels a pass to the right side to Vaughn. 80 right in front of her. They give it up to Decker. Decker on top to Sear. Sear takes a deep three, short rebound Grove. Under a minute to go now here in the first half. 32-31, Amity on top. 80, left corner, three, McMullen. No good, looked good. Harzma with a steal on the rebound, misses the shot. Grove puts it up and in. Great hustle. Sear had that rebound. She turned to go up the floor, and Maya just took it right out of her hands as she spun. Missed the lay-in. Grove got the rebound, put it back up and in. Amity up 34-31. 30 seconds to go here in the first half. Sear, center court with it, works left, goes back door, knocked away by 80, trying to get it to Vaughn on that cut. 80 was on top of this one. Eliza coming in, Maya going out. Maya coming out, no foul trouble. Makes me wonder if her breathing is okay. Tim checking on her. Not sure if he saw something. Giving her a little extra break here with 20 seconds now. McAfee inside loses it off her foot and out of bounds. She spun. She's talking to her teammate about where that pass needs to be. Now they're going to debate, and they're going to give it to North Douglas. Going to say it went off Amity's foot. 19 seconds left to go here in the second quarter. 34-31. Amity on top. North Douglas inbounding left side of the key along the baseline. Vaughn gets it in the corner to Decker. Starts to drive, picks up her dribble back in the corner. Now on top to Sear on the left angle. Dribbles towards the top of the key, extended. 10 seconds. Sear, they'd like to go to McAfee or a back door to Vaughn. Nothing there. There's a knock away, and Grove comes down with a steal. 3 seconds, takes it in with the left hand, and misses. And that's the end of the first half. Grove with a great steal, just couldn't finish. Might have rushed it a little bit thinking that the buzzer was going to go off or just maybe a little tired. She just played 16 straight minutes. So at half here of the first game today from North Douglas, it is 34-31 Amity on top of North Douglas. Sorry, first game from Sutherland High School. Amity Warriors on top of the North Douglas Warriors, 34-31 in a pretty good offensive showing overall. I'm going to take a quick break and be back with some scoring numbers and some team stats for you. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC and, of course, on Podbean. All right, welcome back, Amity Warrior fans. Halftime here from Sutherland High School. Try that again. Welcome back, Amity Warrior fans. Halftime here from Sutherland High School. Jeff Clark with Ron Huber doing stats. Got about 6.5 minutes of halftime left here. Leading scorers in the first half of a 34-31 Amity lead over North Douglas. Amity Warriors were led by Sarah Lynn Grove, 16 points, including a couple of three-pointers. 80 Nisley with 9, Maya Harzma had 5, Alyssa McMullen 3, and Eliza Nisley 1. For North Douglas, Brooke McAfee with 16 points. including 7 out of 7 from the field and 2 out of 2 from the line. 9 points for Maddie Vaughn. Brooklyn Sear had 4, but some really nice assists. And Gracie Rogers had 2. Warriors Amity was out-rebounded 13-11 in that first half. But North Douglas had 13 turnovers to Amity's 8. So that more than made up for the rebounding. The real problem that Amity's had has been shooting percentage. 11 out of 30 from the field, while North Douglas 10 out of 18. And like I said, McAfee not missing a shot in that first half. 5'10 post with really good fundamental basketball skills. She had 7 2-pointers, 4 in the first quarter, 3 in the second quarter. And just once she has the ball, she's just very controlled, takes her time, great footwork. She'll spin to either shoulder, uses the backboard if she's got the angle, has a nice touch, shoots the ball high. Just everything you want in a post player in terms of offensive skill set. Doesn't get out of her game, doesn't force anything, doesn't go too fast. Just a really nice basketball player. First time we've had a chance to see her play. Now, North Douglas is a 1A school, one of the top-ranked 1A schools. And if you know anything about 1A, 2A, 3A basketball, boys and girls, oftentimes the starting five of some of these 1A schools will play with any 3A school in the state. Usually the difference is depth. Hard for these 1A schools to have 7 or 8 good players that can come in and contribute. And we saw that with North Douglas. Really, they don't even have 5, honestly. North Douglas really has 2 very nice players, 1 solid player in Vaughn. So McAfee could play for anybody in the state, 1A, 2A, 3A for sure. Sear is a solid point guard. Handles the ball well, really their only ball handler on their team. And again, that's one of the differences. It's not the quality of the point guard. It's the fact that the point guard is the only person that can handle the ball for them. Maddie Vaughn, their third player, wouldn't start for Amity. Neither would Sear, for that matter. McAfee would start. They'd find a place for her to start for sure. But they play well together. They're well coached. They work hard, but there's no depth there. The other two starters, Rogers and Decker, combined for 2 points, and I don't think Decker took a shot. I don't think she wanted to take a shot. Rogers was 1 for 3, I think, from the field. And that's really the difference. It's not that they can't play with you. It's just that once you figure out kind of where they want to go to get their points, if you can take McAfee, for instance, out of this, or if you can turn Sear over a couple more times and get some runouts, this is a game Amity can get out on top of. However, all that said, if you let them hang around, they're going to compete with you all the way down to the wire because they do have enough talent at several positions to be able to cause problems for you. So we see that all the way through. I'm one of the best 1A teams I ever saw was the 99 Dufour Rangers, 99-2000, I guess, Dufour Rangers. And, you know, they had 6'4 kid who went and played in college, Ben Morris, who was he was a junior that year and easily the best player in the state. The next year as a senior, he scored 48 in the state playoff game. I mean, we're talking about legitimate college basketball player, ended up playing at Corbin University for 4 years. But they had other players too. You know, excellent small school athletes. They were basically 6 deep, which is really good in a small school. You know, that's a team that would have beat any team in 3A except Cascade Christian last year. And so it does happen, right? I mean, you get some of these small schools will get kind of that collection of talent. Sometimes we've seen it at St. Paul with their girls. Just a few years ago, the St. Paul girls had just some tremendous talent, length. The Crane girls and boys last year, Crane boys last year had some really nice, talented players, size, basketball skill. So it's out there. It's just hard for them to have the depth year after year to be able to compete because they just don't have the numbers in their schools. I think the cutoff for 1A right now is 105, I think, something like that, or 100 students. And so, you know, less than half the side of Amity, it's going to hurt your numbers more often than not. Amity girls just need to understand where McAfee is, keep a body on her, make her work for everything. She's very patient. If she doesn't have the shot, she won't force it. We saw her give up a couple of times where she had good defensive pressure on her. She gave the ball up and kept the offense running. So she's not somebody who's going to force the action, at least not in the first half of this game. And so I think it's okay to be a little physical with her, make sure you stay on her, know where she is all the time. By this point, all of our coaches know who their shooters are, who you want to get up on, and who you want to back off of. So it'll be interesting to see the adjustments that Coach McMullen made at halftime. On the floor for Amity, starting five, McMullen, Harzma, Nisley, and Grove. And I assume the same starting five looks like that they started the game with as well. Sear, Vaughn, McAfee, Decker, and Rogers, I believe, all going to be in the game. So we are about ready to go here. Second half action. Amity will be going left to right in front of us. It'll be North Douglas ball to start this second. No, it'll be Amity ball to start the second half. Take it back. Alternating possession. So Amity in their home white uniforms. Designated home team here for this game anyway. North Douglas wearing black uniforms with red and gray trim. Left corner three to get things started. Missed by 80. Rebound inside by Vaughn. Vaughn gets it to Sear. Sear brings it slowly up the middle of the floor. Maya picks her up the center circle. Swing it right angle to Vaughn. Vaughn. Harassed there by 80. Finally gets it on top to Decker. Decker swings to Sear. Sear wants to drive. Alyssa cuts her off. Steps back for three. No good. Rebound. Loose. Rogers gets it. Two Warriors fighting over that. Two Amity Warriors fighting over it. Down low. Knocked away by the Warriors. By Amity. By Eliza. Picked up after a save by 80. Picked up by Sarah Lynn. Gets it to Eliza. Eliza drives all the way. Leaves it for Grove. Grove lays it up and in. Eliza probably had the shot, but it would have been tough. Grove gets the lay-in because of Eliza's great pass. Warriors in their full court pressure here. Long pass ahead to McAfee. McAfee goes baseline, lays it up and in. Man, she is smooth, folks. I love basketball, and I love watching a good player play, and she's very good. She is smooth. Has yet to miss a shot. 8 out of 8 from the field. 18 points in the game. Amity up 36-33. McMullen, right angle, three, buries it. That's good ball movement. Rotated it, reversed it, got the open shot from the right wing. Amity with a six-point lead, 39-33. They swing it over to Rogers. Rogers down in the corner to Decker. Decker stepped out of bounds. Not a good pass by Rogers. Took Decker right to the sideline, and as she was trying to maintain control of the ball, couldn't maintain control of her body and stepped out of bounds. I'll get that out. Harzma walks it up with a six-point lead. Works to the right angle to McMullen. Down in the corner to Eliza. Back to Harzma. Swings it. 80. Over to McMullen. Left corner three. No good on this one. Grove tips, and it goes out of bounds off of Grove, I think. Warriors getting the look they want out of that half-court set, though. Alyssa got a wide-open three both the last two times down the floor. She's got 6 points in the game now. Missed the second three. North Douglas is going to have to adjust their defense. Sears starts to drive, cut off by Harzma. Harzma knocks it away and out of bounds. Shouldn't have done that. That allows North Douglas to reset here. Sears didn't have anywhere to go with the ball. She picked up her dribble. Sometimes it's better not to try to knock the ball away in that situation just to let your teammates play the passing lanes. Sear on top, McMullen on her, 1-3-1 defense. Left angle, Vaughn for three, no good. Weak side rebounds tipped out of bounds to Amity. Warrior boys to follow against North Douglas. I don't know how much of a break we'll have in between. Remember, if you're listening on Podbean, we'll switch. McMullen misses another three. Sear with a long rebound at the foul line, throws ahead to Rogers, cut off by Harzma. Rogers swings it to Sear on top. Sear goes down to McAfee, down low, fouled. Didn't miss the shot because she doesn't get a shot attempt on that because she was fouled. That's the first time she hasn't seen the ball go in when she's released it. It was a nice catch by McAfee. It was low underneath the basket. Did a good job of recognizing where she was, coming out that left side, drawing contact on Grove. Her first foul. McAfee hits a foul shot. Not surprised by that. McAfee with one more. Buries that one, too. It's a good-looking foul shot, as you'll see, folks. Just pure shooter. So if she gets a little stronger, she'll have a college career in front of her. She's got the offensive skill set to do it. She's not physically very big. It's a tough transition to go from 1A to college, and usually you need to redshirt a year to do it, unless you're really exceptional. Left corner three for the Amity. No good. Harzma chases it down. Gets it to McMullen. 18-footer. Buries it. Assist. Maya. Alyssa with the two-pointer, about a step inside the three-point line on the right side. 41-35, Amity on top. There's a steal by 80. 80 going the other way. Sear can't catch up with her. 80 gets the lay-in. And 80 with 11 points in the game. Leading scorer, Grove, with 18. 43-35, Amity on top. Vaughn on the left angle with it, extended. Out of her shooting range, on top, Decker fakes. She's not going to shoot the ball. Swings it to Sear on the right angle. McMullen on her, man-to-man defense for Amity right now. McAfee, bad pass, led her too much. Steal by Eliza, ahead to 80. 80 with the left hand up and in. Great pass, Eliza to 80. And it's 45-35, Amity on top. Starting to run away with this one a little bit here in the third quarter, and we've got a timeout on the floor. It's going to be a full timeout, so we'll take a quick break. This is Amity Warrior Basketball, KLYC, and Podbean. Shut that down. There we go. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. 45-35, Amity on top of North Douglas here, as Amity has extended their lead from 3 to 10 in the first 3 minutes and 54 seconds of the third quarter. Turnovers, good shooting, and better defense. Wilson into the game, giving Eliza a break. Bounce pass to Vaughn on the left angle, down to McAfee in the left corner. Wants to drive. Wilson cuts her off. There's the double from 80 back out to Vaughn. Good recovery by 80 to get back on her. Love that quickness. She doubled in the corner and got back as the pass went to the left wing. She got back to get on her man. On top, Sear with it. Warriors in man-to-man. Go back door to Vaughn. Bounce pass McAfee. McAfee lays it up. Misses a shot. Finally gets her own rebound after it's tipped. Kicks it out to Sear for three. No good. Long rebound. Harzma in the left, in the right corner. Harzma. Harzma works up the left side to McMullen. Takes the quick trigger three. Buries it. Alyssa feeling it. She only had one in the first game. She's got three today. From three-point range, and she's got 11 in the game, 8 in this third quarter. Sear works her way down below the foul line, shovels it out to Vaughn for three, hits that one. That breaks a little run by Amity as Vaughn gets her 12th point of the game. 48-38, Amity on top. Harzma, bounce pass, McMullen fakes the three, goes in the corner to Grove, directing some traffic there. Back out on top, Harzma swings right angle, 80. Down low, Grove, back to 80. On top, Harzma swings. McMullen, 18-footer, buries it. She's on fire. Back to the Alyssa we know and love. Draining shot after shot. Such a pure shooter from the perimeter. 50-38, Amity on top of North Douglas. North Douglas working the ball down low. McAfee lays it up and in. Great pass to find McAfee cutting to the basket. Brooke McAfee with 22 points in the game. Grove down low, back out on top to Harzma to 80. 80 left angle, three short. McAfee tips. McMullen chases down the rebound, gets it right back from Harzma. McMullen to Grove in the right corner, down low. 80 finds Wilson cutting. The foul is going to be before the shot. just the first foul on North Douglas here in this quarter. Eliza coming back in. So Jed kind of rotating one player at a time right now to get some subs. Right. No. Yeah. Yeah, I got her for two. Got her for two. McMullen, inbounds. Right angle or right corner three missed by Eliza. Love that off the inbound. And McMullen gets a cheap reach in from behind. 10-point Amity lead, 145 left to go in the third quarter. Second team foul on Amity, first on McMullen. No shot clock issues today. Both of these teams are looking to get that ball and that shot up quickly in the half-court offense. There's, oh, reach in on Eliza. That'll be her third foul. Trying to get that steal on Sear, and Sear had a body between Eliza and the ball. Sear inbounds just to the left. Should be Eliza's third, but they've got her for two up on the board. I think she has three. Who knows? I'm not the official book. Vaughn swings to Sear on top. McMullen on her man-to-man defense, and 80 almost gets a steal. Vaughn gets it back, and now Grove has the steal. Into the game, number one, Fry. Eliza all the way to the basket, scoops it up and in. Nobody picked her up, and she shot over the back of a defensive player who didn't even know she was there. 80, just 3 points in the game, but she's been active. Excellent passing and defense from 80 today. Vaughn on the left wing, Amity up 12. So we come down inside a minute. McAfee, baseline, kicks it out to Fry. Fry knocked away, stolen. Nisely tripped. Going to get her for a travel. She got hung up with 80. For some reason, they didn't get good spacing at all there. They both went down the left side of the floor, and 80 tripped up on Eliza's foot and went down with the travel. Fry back out into the game. Number five, that's Nash. 12-point Amity lead. North Douglas with the ball, 35 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Sear on top to Nash. Nash, bounce pass down low. Vaughn turns, draws the foul on 80. She'll shoot two. That's 80's second. First foul. Fourth team foul on Amity. Probably not going to matter much. You shoot two at five in a quarter, but there's only 22 seconds left. Vaughn hits the first one. Vaughn, 13 points in the game. Coming into the game, Paisley Muse, 5'4", sophomore guard. First time she's been in today. Vaughn misses the second one. Grove battles and gets the rebound away from Nash. So Vaughn splits a pair. She's 1-for-4 from the foul line today. Eliza brings it across under pressure. Swings to Grove. Takes the three from on top. Buries it. One more for Sarah Lynch. She's got 21 in the game now. Her third three from out on top. Sear misses the deep three. It's 55-41 as we go to the fourth quarter. This is Amity Warrior Basketball, KLYC and Podbean. We'll be right back. Welcome back, Amity Warrior fans. Jeff Clark here from Sutherland High School. Appreciate you listening, whether it's on Podbean or KLYC live stream. 55-41 as we head to the fourth quarter. Amity just slowly pulling away during that third quarter. North Douglas was up 2-1. But the Warriors, Amity outscored them 17-12 in the second quarter and 21-10 in the third quarter. So they've built a 14-point lead. It'll be North Douglas ball here to start the fourth, and a little bit of an acquiescence, I think, trying to get some other kids some playing time. He's got number 15, Muse, in there, sophomore. The only non-starter, I guess, so it's only one. Backdoor, McAfee, nowhere to go. Comes out the other side, misses that short jumper. Grove powers for the rebound, gets it to Eliza. That's a tough shot by McAfee. She's had to work harder in the second half. Warriors have done a really good job on her. Eliza works to the right, Grove with it. They get out quickly on her now. Imagine that after she's hit three threes. Left corner, McMullen. Back to Harzma a little late. They wanted to get it into Grove down low. Harzma on top. Bounce pass to Eliza. In the corner, Grove. Back to Eliza on the right wing. On top, Warriors reset. Grove goes down low on the baseline. They get it to Wilson. Wilson steps through, misses, gets it back, puts it up and in. Kylie Wilson, they were determined to get her a shot. That whole set that time down the floor was to get Kylie an offensive look, and they got it to her. She missed the first one, got her own rebound, and scored. On top, Caffey. Down low, back out to Sear. Sear takes one dribble and picks it up. That's bad basketball right there. They swing it on top. There's a little drive by Rogers. Gets it to knocked away. McCaffey picks it up out on top. McCaffey backs her way down, then out to Rogers on top. McCaffey doesn't force a lot of shots, and that's going to be a shot clock violation. Great job by Amity. Defensively, McCaffey couldn't find her shot. Probably should have taken it anyway. She's their best player. Amity up 16 and the ball. 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Coming back in at the next dead ball will be Maddie Vaughn, their second leading scorer with 13. High post, Wilson. Back out to Grove. Swing it. Harzma, right angle. On top, McMullen. Back over to Grove. But trying to get the ball, I think, to Kylie some more. Down low. Back out. Grove on top. They reverse it over to Harzma. Now they go high post. Knocked away. Eliza gets it back. Over to McMullen. Misses the three. Inside. We're going to have a jump ball. Wilson got her hands on it. It's going to be Amity ball on the alternating possession. Good job by Kylie on that offensive rebound. Battling for it. Keeps that possession alive for Amity. Reset on the shot clock. They lob to Grove. Banks it up. Missed it. Oh, she almost had it. It was a great pass on the inbound. Grove with a little alley-oop attempt, but just rimmed it in and out. Sear, quick trigger three at the other end. Misses that one badly. Wilson battling. Ball loose. And we're going to have a jump ball. That'll go to North Douglas as Eliza gets tied up with Maddie Vaughn. North Douglas is going to take a 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here. 5:35 left to go, fourth quarter. 57-41. Amity on top of North Douglas. Oh, we're going to change it to a full. He only has a full, so we're going to take a break also. We'll be right back. This is Warrior Basketball. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Fourth quarter action here from Sutherland High School, where your Amity Warriors are defeating the North Douglas Warriors 57-41. 5.5 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. Vaughn out to Sear on the left angle, trying to get inside to McCaffey, battling with the sophomore Wilson. Good job by Kylie to hold her ground there. They swing it to the right angle. Now reverse it. Vaughn for three. No good. Long rebound the other side. Grove battles and jump ball. Amity ball on the – should be Amity ball on the alternating possession. They've got the possession arrow going the wrong way, and he's not fixing it. No. It should be this way. Yeah, Coach Sear knows it. Is that your alarm going off? Somebody's alarm is going off. All right, they're going to get that sorted out. The scores table had it wrong. So waiting for a sub here. Eliza out and right out into the game. All right, here we go. 5:16 left to go. Amity with the ball. Harzma right out. Grove. McMullen and Wilson. Left corner, Grove. Back to McMullen on the wing. On top, Harzma swings right side. Right out, down low to Grove. Now they find Wilson. Wilson lays it up and in. Great entry pass from Grove to Wilson for the assist and the basket. Wilson with 4 points here in the fourth quarter. Sear over to Rogers. Rogers looking for the cutter. McCaffey up on top. Over to Sear on the angle. Sear drives, gets all the way to the basket, misses it. And we're going to get a loose ball. Oh, we're going to get a really, 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 really late call. Usually we like to call that like right as it happens or right after, not 3 or 4 seconds after the shot is missed. Oh, well. 4:38 left to go, fourth quarter. Sear gets the first one to drop in. She's got 5 in the game. One more coming for the junior guard from North Douglas. And she buries them both. She's 2 out of 3 from the foul line, 6 points. Amity with the ball up 16, 4.5 minutes to go, fourth quarter. McMullen left angle down in the corner to right out. Back to McMullen, almost knocked away by Rogers. They swing it right side. Grove surveys, skip pass, knocked away and stolen. Not a good pass. Rogers ends up with it, ahead to Sear. Sear wants to drive with that left hand, can't get it out to Vaughn for 3. No good. Grove with another rebound. Grove out and running. She'll slow it down at half court. Get it to Harzma to reset the offense as we come up on the 4-minute mark here in the fourth quarter. In the corner, right out. Thought about the 3. Harzma with it. Swings left to Grove. She'll take a 3. No good. Long rebound. Sear on the right side. Sear coming up hard. Harzma cuts her off. Finds McAfee in the mid post. Turns to the left hand. Foul. It's just a great move. This is good for Kylie to play against somebody like this. Kylie really seen some nice post moves here out of the senior post from North Douglas. McAfee is fundamentally awesome, but misses a free throw. She hurried that one a little bit. She's 4 out of 5 from the line tonight. She's 22 points in the game. Second one hits that one clean. So 23 for Brooke McAfee. Nice player. Just needs more around her. She'd be a feature scorer most schools 3A and under. Very nice offensive player. Harzma to right out on top. Swings it over to McMullen on the right side. Grove in the right corner. They rotate this one around. Looking for the skip pass over to McMullen. McMullen, 17-footer. No good. Little strong on that one. Good skip pass by right out, though. It was the right pass. The defense had shifted to the right side, and there was no way they were going to rotate back quick enough. That's what you're looking for on that reversal, is that mid-range, weak side shot, uncontested. Grove's going to get a steal on the attempted entry pass to Vaughn. Amity up by 15, 3 minutes to go. McMullen down in the corner to Wilson. Wilson back to Harzma on top, right out, swings it right side. Down in the corner to Grove. Warriors push it around, rotate it to McMullen on the left wing. McMullen patient, but only 10 seconds now. Right out. Down to 8 on the shot clock. Harzma, McMullen for 3. No good. Right out. Oh, rushed that rebound, put back, and airballed it from about 7 or 8 feet. She was uncontested there. Sear drives in deep. Nowhere to go. Out to Vaughn. Coming up on the 2-minute mark to go in the fourth quarter. Sear gets it to Decker. Makes the move. I think McMullen might have got a hand on that shot on the way up. Grove with the rebound. Rice and Eliza and 80 all coming back in here. The next dead ball. Grove down low. Swings it out. McMullen deep 2. No good. Kylie with the rebound, steps through, lays it up and in. Good power move by Kylie Wilson. Got the rebound, stepped right through the defense, and got it up on the glass and in. 61-44, Kylie with 6 points and quite a few rebounds. Probably five rebounds, I'd guess, something like that in this game. She's done a great job. Sierra with it on the right angle. Wants to drive, gets to the foul line. Nowhere to go there, cut off by right out. Sear could have a 3 in the key. Didn't get her foot out of there. Nice fake by Decker. Gets to the basket. Got Grove to bite on that. Decker with her first basket of the game. Minute 12 to go and counting. And we're going to have a timeout by Jed so he can get his subs in. Should be a 30-second timeout, I think. Yep. So we'll stay right here. I'm going to get a drink of water. Don't mind me. 61-46, Amity on top with just about a minute and a half left to go in this one. Amity being led today by Sarah Lynn Grove with 21 points. So, yeah, Kylie Wilson, 6 points, six rebounds off the bench for Amity. Nice job by the sophomore, continuing to learn how to play at the varsity level. Adie Nisley has 13 in the game. Alyssa McMullen with 13 as well. Harzma has 5. Eliza has 3. So, different high scorers on different nights for Amity. That's going to be common. Rice thinks about the 3. Not there. Back out to 80. Right out. Swings it to Rice. Right angle 3. No good. Good looking shot, though. Eliza tips it out of bounds. Chance for Emily to kind of work on running that offense and getting those open looks. They need her to be able to step up and hit that 3. She's 0 for 3 today, but she has that shot in her bag. On top with it to Shara in the game. They swing it right side to Fry, and it goes out of bounds off of her, not out of bounds. So it'll be Amity ball with 44 seconds to go. I like the gym here, folks. It's a nice-looking gym. I think similar to what Amity's going to have. It's bigger. This is used to be quite a bit bigger high school than Amity. Bad pass there, tipped. Right out chases it down. Warriors with 18 seconds left on the shot clock. Eliza started to drive, lost it. Gets it back in the corner. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Wilson over to 80. 80 works left. Skips it over to Rice. Fakes, drives. Little floater, no good. 80 with the rebound, puts it up and in. Should have been a reset on the shot clock. It grazed the rim. Their shot clock person messed that up. And that'll do it, folks. Final score, Amity 63 and North Douglas 46 in a low-scoring fourth quarter as both coaches rotated a lot of players in that quarter and it got a little sloppy at times. But a nice job by Amity to close that out. Sarah Lynn Grove, 21 points in the game to lead Amity in scoring. Adie Nisley and Alyssa McMullen with 13 apiece. So good balance for Amity. 5 for Harzma, 6 for Wilson, 3 for Eliza Nisley. For North Douglas, Brooke McCaffey had 16 in the first half and 23 in the game to be the game's leading scorer. Maddie Vaughn had 13, and Brooke Sear had 6 for their leading scoring. Who's our leading rebounder, Ron? Grove? How many did she have? 9 boards for Sarah Lynn to go with 21 points. That's a good day. Take that out of your big girl any day of the week against any competition. So good job by Amity. Did what they needed to do. Started a little slow. Picked it up as the game went on and able to close strong starting that second quarter and then into the third, really where they put it away. 27 turnovers Amity forced on North Douglas. And so kind of the story of the game, kind of what we're going to expect to see a lot of times in these games as Amity just able to really attack passing lanes and ball handlers. Good job by the Warriors. We've got about 19 minutes here before the boys game starts. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to stop this Podbean here and we'll restart another Podbean in about 10 or 12 minutes, something like that. In the meantime, we'll just kind of let some music run on the KLYC side of things, and we'll be back in about 12 minutes or so. Thanks for joining us for the girls' game. Final score, once again, Amity 63, North Douglas 46. Oh, that's the other thing I need to do. That means, give me just a second here, that tomorrow our girls will play at 3:00. So girls game at 3:00. If the boys win, they'll play after the girls game. If the boys lose, they'll play at about 1:30 or so. So the schedule tomorrow starts at noon with the North Douglas girls playing the loser of the other girls game, which will be Oakland and Sutherland. And then it goes from there. They allot about an hour and a half for each game. So this one, our girls game started at 4. Our boys game is going to start at about 5:30 on the nose. Sometimes that's not the way it works. Sometimes it'll be longer than an hour and a half. So our girls will play sometime around 3 or so. I don't think they'll play before 3. And the boys, if they win, will play after that. If they lose, they'll play before that at 1:30-ish. All right, that's it for now. Make sure you tune back in here in about 10 minutes. We'll get started with the boys pregame. This is Amity Warrior Sports. Thanks for joining us for this girls basketball game.